In the new TV series, Your Friends and Neighbors, John Hamm stars as a rich hedge fund guy who loses his job and turns to crime to pay for his exceedingly high bills. The show, which also stars Amanda Peet, has already been renewed for a second season on Apple TV+. Our critic at large, John Powers, has seen the first six of the nine episodes and calls it a sharply entertaining series that harkens back to earlier portraits of suburban life, but gives things an up-to-date spin.
In the decades after World War II, America was flooded with novels, movies, and hot-button studies pondering the nature of suburbia, its comfort and consumerism, its safety and soullessness. Nobody explored these themes any better than John Cheever, whose elegantly devastating stories captured suburban life in both its sunlit splendor and shadowy desolation. Take, for instance, his famous 1956 story, The Housebreaker of Shady Hill. Its hero, Johnny Hake, loses his prosperous job and, needing dough, begins robbing his friends' houses. You get a 2025 riff on that same idea in the new Apple TV Plus series, Your Friends and Neighbors. Created by Jonathan Tropper, who made his name with a series of novels in the Tom Perrotta, Nick Hornby vein, this comic drama stars John Hamm as a hedge fund hotshot whose cushy suburban existence goes kerflooey. Yet the show isn't merely about the flamboyant crisis of a handsome, privileged guy, but about a culture in which wealth comes lined with rage and melancholy. Hamm plays our hero and narrator, Andrew Cooper, known as Coop, who gets canned for a sexual indiscretion and finds his career in ruins. He's already lost his family, which happened when he caught his wife Mel, that's Amanda Peet, in bed with one of his friends, an ex-NBA player. Outwardly, Coop pretends that nothing has happened, but internally he's changed. Where he once thought of his luxurious town of Westmont Village as paradise, he's now cynical about its values. He starts breaking into his friends' houses, stealing things like Patek Philippe watches worth $250,000, and in the process, discovering their secrets. From there, the show expands outwards, introducing many other characters, such as Coop's sometime lover Sam, that's Olivia Munn, who's caught in a nasty divorce, his money manager Barney, played by Hoon Lee, his wife's Dominican house cleaner Elena, played by Aimee Carrero, and his musician sister, Allie, that's Tony winner Lena Hall, whom Coop has taken in after her breakdown. They all figure in a storyline chock full of betrayal, theft, infidelity, and murder. Juicy stuff. Not to mention Coop's sardonic voiceover, mocking the country club fees and fetishized brands of scotch that define the suburban enclave he now disdains. The show's emotional center is Coop's struggle to cope with his ex-wife and disaffected teenage children. Here he's just dropped his son off after school when Mel rebukes him because this isn't one of the days he's supposed to see the kids.
What are you doing here?
Well, I took Hunter for some ice cream.
That's not Tuesday.
So I've been told. Is Tori here?
She's not home yet.
What?
What?
What is the look?
I don't give him any look.
You are giving me the look that there's the look where you're trying not to give me a look. So what's the problem?
I think it's a little tricky when you show up on a day that isn't your day.
I took him out for ice cream. My God.
It's confusing for him. Boundaries are there for a reason.
Boundaries? You mean like monogamy?
Really, Coop? It's been almost 2 years. When are you going to stop playing that card?
I don't know. What is the statute of limitations on adultery?
If you were even remotely self-aware, you'd realize these things don't happen in a vacuum. And you could maybe take a little portion of responsibility for your side
of it. Okay, I'm sorry, but you sleep with Nick. You kick me out of this place. I'm forced to pay for this entire mess, and I'm the one that's not being responsible.
I'm not doing this right now.
Oh, well, it's really no fun doing it alone.
In recent years, we've grown used to shows in which alpha males like Coop all but wear a tattoo that reads toxic masculinity. I'm pleased that Tropper takes the show someplace subtler, juggling the truth that his hero can be at once a wounded soul with whom one often identifies, and a self-centered man who oozes entitlement, from his Princeton degree and Maserati to his discovery that the world's unfair, only after it's been unfair to him. It's a perfect role for Ham, who carries with him our memories of Don Draper's dark-souled charisma, then takes this sort of character in a new direction, funnier, sadder, and more sympathetic. He's never been better. Although his coup starts out as a self-described jerk, his character grows wiser and more self-aware as the episodes unfold. Trouble is, robbery is a risky business that requires expertise more than self-knowledge. As his fence Lou warns him, nothing is so dangerous as somebody who doesn't know what they don't know. Watching Your Friends and Neighbors, I found myself thinking that in some huge ways, today's suburbs are undeniably better than they once were. They're less exclusively white, and the wives have fulfilling careers. But in other ways, they feel worse. Tropper offers little of the tender lyricism that makes Cheever's suburbs so seductive. It's not just that Coop's world is more grossly materialistic than before, with Rolls Royces and 40-grand bottles of wine, but that its denizens are far more cut off from one another and from any sense of nobler values. In The Housebreaker of Shady Hill, Johnny Hake steals $900 from a friend and spends the story feeling guilty and ashamed that he's become a thief. In the far flashier Your Friends and Neighbors, Coop suffers little such remorse. Not in the first six episodes, anyway. Nor does the show judge him harshly for his thefts. He's got an expensive life to pay for, after all. And besides, his victims are just rich jerks, like him.
John Powers reviewed Your Friends and Neighbors, which starts streaming Friday on Apple TV+. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you've missed, like our conversation with David Tennant, best known for playing the Doctor on Doctor Who, and is also considered an excellent Shakespearean actor, or Chris Whipple about his latest book, Uncharted, How Trump Beat Biden, Harris, and the Odds in the Wildest Campaign in History, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. To find out what's happening behind the scenes of our show and get our producers' recommendations on what you should watch, read, and listen to, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Susan Nyakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesper. Thea Challoner directed today's show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.